The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Yo. I like that. That's a good reason for, like, anything.
Yeah.
Why do you do it? Because I can.
Because I can. Yeah.
Can you do the can-can?
I can. I'm not going to, but I can. Kareem, out sick.
That's it.
Not with us this week.
It's going around.
So feel better, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, make sure you check out the Chitlin
Circuit.
The Chitlin Circuit at the Brick House. In Oak Park, Sacramento, California. This Friday and Saturday are the last 2 days of the show. And then we go to Black History Month. So, next month we're going to have some special features. Kareem's going to give us some movie suggestions and little bits of history you might not know.
I'm looking forward to that. That's
why don't we do, like, a Selma outing?
That'd be fun.
I don't know.
I was going to see that with my girlfriend, and I couldn't because I had to...
I don't know if fun's the right word, but...
Yeah, I don't know. That was...
We'll have a fun time.
You know, look at that Oprah. She's overacting. Coming up on the show today, this is sad. The thing we've all come to rely on when we get on the plane is no more, we'll explain. Also talking about a human Ken doll and how his latest procedure came out. And some dating tips for the ladies.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
But first, Sam, how was your week? I ask as you put a bottle to your lips.
Well... I had a 14-hour day on Thursday.
Ooh, that's a big one. Ooh.
It was rough. It was rough. I took I got off work. I left work at the time I normally should be off.
Sure.
Knowing that I had to come back, but I had a chiropractic appointment.
Oh.
You know? So I went into work early so that I could leave early so I could get my chiropractic adjustment. But unfortunately, there's a project I was working on that requires a tandem effort with another party.
Right.
Who I was waiting on to give me what I needed to finish this project, okay, with a deadline of the following morning so that it could be approved by said party.
Yeah.
It was absolutely idiotic, and I was about to flip my lid, snap my twig. And so I'm like, okay, we get it done. You know, it's 1-something in the morning, and I'm tired as hell, but I'm really proud of what came out. So I'm exporting.
And your computer crashed.
Having issues with it. Yeah. Corrupt. Not enough space. And all this shit. And so I try again, and I get corrupt file. I'm like, okay, this is not happening. And I went ahead and exported a different file type to a different location. Left. Came back hoping, okay, it's going to be fine. Spent the whole mother effing next day, you know, corrupted file. And so now I've got the boss on my side. He's like, Sam, it's not your fault. You have a shit computer. At least you recognize.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Only got that resolved today.
Wow.
Around noon. Yeah.
That's bad times.
It was a bad time.
It was.
What computer do you have or had?
Well, it was a Windows machine, and it was had poor capacity of RAM, and RAM was actually added recently, but it's still poor. And
this is really exciting. Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
Diana.
Moving on.
It's a work computer.
Well,
it's
I mean, why do they give you PCs of this shit?
Well, yeah. Because if you work in a company, they give you what they got, and they don't necessarily want to buy new stuff because that costs money.
Bottom line.
And big companies, everything's on a schedule.
Yeah.
And if something shits the bed, then they have to do something to fix it in mid-range, which is what they're doing with you.
Yes.
Otherwise, you just limp along with what you have until the scheduled time when your department gets all new computers.
Yeah.
And that may be 2-3 years down the road.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how corporate accounting works. Mm-hmm. It's exciting, right?
But this did push. It gave a little nudge. They're at least going to try to improve my RAM again in my hard drive space.
Would you like some more RAM?
Yes, please RAM me up. Put her there.
Any fun things over the weekend? Anything
I did.
Good?
I actually did have a lovely date with my lovely lady.
Hey now.
And I shaved my face nudie face just so I can make out with her without getting hair in her mouth and getting scruff beard rubbing off her face.
You do look younger.
Yeah. Yeah. And we went and saw American Sniper, which I know has raised some.
Oh, yeah. Well, Diana wanted to talk. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Oh.
But go ahead.
It was spectacular.
Okay,
opinion.
Thank you.
I loved it as just a movie. And again, yeah. Like, you don't go to it. If you go without, which is, I'm watching a good story here.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant acting, brilliant editing, the suspense, the drama, the way it's humanized and all this. It was really good. But man, it was heavy duty too. It was heavy.
Yeah.
It was a little heavy hearted.
I was so quiet when I walked out. I was just so like emotionally exhausted.
Me and my girl were the last to leave the theater, and it wasn't because of her. It was because I was crying like a bitch.
Aww.
How did bitches cry, Sam?
Well, you act like you're not crying, but you sit there like, I need a minute, and tears are rolling down your cheeks. Let's
you get the ugly cry face going.
Yeah. Yeah. At least I'm not wailing like that part on Avatar when homegirl's chief mama dies or daddy dies.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, listeners. How about y'all?
Diana, I know you were drinking a lot over the weekend.
No, I drank one time a lot, which I regret.
Didn't get out of your system for the rest of the weekend.
It's still in my Which I'm like, I like woke up and I was like, maybe I should go to. But the thing is, I like sobered up at the, because I had to take care of my other friend who actually just got sick randomly. So it was really weird. So I was taking care of her. So I sobered up, but it was just like, I woke up. I was like, maybe I should go to AA because there's like a block of time that's gone. And like, I've been to AA before, but it's like, it's not, I don't get that fucked up that frequently anymore. So it's kind of like, I don't want to quit drinking. I just
want
to
exercise moderation.
Yeah, I want to know how to exercise moderation, but that's not how I live my life. And I don't want to go to AA.
It's all or nothing with this one.
Exactly.
Do you live your life a quarter mile at a time? Is that how it goes?
What?
Is this a reference, Nate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That I don't know. That's not like.
Neither of us get it, but we'll laugh.
It's a drag racing reference. The drag race is a quarter mile and it goes really fast.
It goes really fast, quarter mile
sense.
At a time.
Because when you say drag race, I'm thinking something else too.
No, you're thinking RuPaul. No,
yeah, that's
that.
What I'm like. I don't get it. I just like, I don't want to go to an AA meeting and be like, so I'm only here because I want to like, I still want to drink. Sorry you guys can't. Like, it's not exactly.
Hey everyone,
how you,
my name's Diane, and I might be an alcoholic, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to keep drinking anyhow.
That's pretty much how it's been going when I had to go to therapy. So it was kind of like.
Interesting.
I don't know what's going to happen. Next time you see me, I might be on a. Let's be real. That's not going to happen. I looked at an article that was like best bourbons that goes with Girl Scout cookies. And since Girl Scout cookie season is coming up.
Yes, it is. I know because the word has gone out at work. Yeah. By the way, if. I appreciate people who want to have their help out their kids and stuff, but putting up a sign up sheet saying, "Hey, my daughter has Girl Scout cookies for sale," and you selling them where we never see said daughter, that's not okay, because it's also part of a growing and learning experience.
Uh huh. There's a point. Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Girls,
yeah. Yeah, because for instance, one of my coworkers, she's got a daughter who is not yet a Girl Scout. She's a little too young, and she's selling Girl Scout cookies. And she has an uncle who will not buy them unless she actually comes and asks him to.
God bless that man.
Yeah, and because all you gotta do is say, "Would you like to buy some cookies?"
Sure, little girl, I'll buy a whole bag of them.
Yeah, so that's the thing, as opposed to the email that goes out, "Hey, I've got Girl Scout cookies for sale. Let me know what you want, and I'll put in an order for you."
Susie, we got to get our knuckles dirty on this one, because that bitch, Brittany's mom, is not getting all the glory this year. Fuck Brittany's mom.
So, yeah. And
share this with all your friends on Facebook, Instagram, and email.
Yeah, well. Either way, so yeah, Diana drank only once.
Sounds bad.
Well, but your liver's been working on it for days.
Yeah, that's just the way you said, bro. Diana drank, like, that's not really new. So moving on. Like, well, it's the same old shit with Diana.
And did you have anything else that went on this past week that you'd like to share? Any fun times? Maybe. Did you go see a movie? Did you knit something? Did you learn a skill? Did you kill it at a club?
No perception of time.
Did you watch breakdance videos on YouTube?
Since the last time you were sitting on this couch with us.
I really, like, time has stopped. I have no idea what I've been doing with my life. Oh, I've been working on some new jokes. So I'm excited about that. I think they've been going over decently.
Okay.
But I'm, like, kind of worried. I don't want to offend anybody, but at the same time, then, like, it...
Then it's not going to work out.
Yeah, if you start working on
comedy is going to offend someone.
Well, here's the thing. If you're working on jokes that are for, let's say you've got corporate gigs or something like that,
you know
you have to keep it clean, you're working on doing stuff that's clean.
Use discretion.
Then that's a whole other thing. But if you're just, I mean, you know, if you're just working on stuff to do at the bar, you know, regular good old-fashioned dirty comedy, then I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I'm not, like, offending that. It's just, like, I'm making a reference to something, and I don't want to, like, hurt people's feelings, because everyone to each their own. But just because I don't do it, I don't understand it. So, but I mean, it's a gender joke, basically. So okay, it's kind
then
of
tie
like
that
a,
into the joke, like either preface or say it afterwards. And say the joke and be like, "But who am I to say? Because I can't, you know, I don't judge. This is just what I think about it." Unless it's going to kill the comedy.
I don't know. It's weird because I don't consider myself a gay comic.
Yeah.
I even though a lot of my material is about being gay because that's just my life. Like, yeah. I've encountered
a lot. And a lot of the shows you're in are gay shows.
Pretty much. No, not recently.
No, but there have been a few.
Oh, actually, recently there have. I think only gay people like me.
Okay.
But I think I'm about to change that. So this is going to be
go
a weird
girl.
Thing.
Oh, that's good. You know what's really funny? There's a comedian who I think he lives in L.A. now, but he was in the Bay Area. His name's Casey Lay.
Oh, yeah, I ran into him a couple times.
And I really like Casey, but he did a gay comedy show here in Sacramento. And when they do the gay comedy show, what comes out are suburban gay couples come out to this show.
That's so true.
And he was, I happened to be there for part, I heard part of his set. It was fucking hilarious. He's brilliant. And it was really quiet, not a lot of laughter. And I was talking to him outside of the club, and he's like, Gay people just really don't like me. They're way too uptight.
Yeah, like San Francisco, sometimes I get that too because it has to be so PC, and I'm just like, y'all need to loosen up your asshole just a little bit. Like, I'm pretty sure you're shitting diamonds.
Am I right, gay man?
Like,
yes. Let's do it that way. If you relax, it won't hurt. I don't want to talk about the new restaurant I went to because I wasn't that impressed with it, so I'm not even going to bother to talk about that. But I did go to my favorite place.
What's that place, Nate?
The Flaming Grill.
Yes!
I love the Flaming Grill.
Oh, take me back.
What's that?
The Flaming Grill is a little piece of heaven right here on Earth. It's if you're in Sacramento, go
he
there.
He lieth not.
It's on near El Camino and Bell. Mm-hmm.
The Flaming Grill.
And they make the best burgers, just fantastic. Like regular burgers that are fantastic, but they've got exotic meats too. Like I've had camel there.
Yeah.
How did camel taste?
Awesome.
Sandy? Oh.
Sandy. Tastes like it's been overcooked.
Camel tasted awesome. Once you get over the hump of psychologically. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, puns are great. But no, he's going through. I said, so what do you have for exotic meats? He's going, well, we've got camel and we've got this and we've got this. And he goes, but we also have filet mignon with bacon cooked inside of it. So
it's not wrapped around it.
No. It's a filet mignon burger. They took a filet mignon and ground it into a burger and cooked it with bacon inside.
Shit. That's a must try.
It was...
You'd be a failure of a man to not try that.
It was melt-in-your-mouth good. Because it had all of the flavor of filet mignon, but because it was ground into hamburger, mm-hmm. Not that filet mignon is tough.
It's already soft,
but
yeah.
The texture was different. It was just so freaking good.
That almost sounds too good to put on a bun.
What I did, though? Here's the thing, though. Because the bun was so thick, about halfway through, I took it off the bun and finished it off away from the bun. The bun actually helped it out a little bit because
gave a little more texture.
Gave it a little fill. If the bun hadn't been quite so thick, it would have been perfect.
Yeah,
but the bun was just so good; it was just way more than I was going to be able to eat.
Right,
but it just gave it that little bit because it was just such a meaty texture.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Yeah, I will never grow tired of talking about how awesome the Flaming Grill is.
They're fucking awesome. And besides having every type of meat, you know, gator, ostrich, whatever the hell, they also have fantastic beer selection. And I'm,
they do. I did a little beer sampler that they had.
Nice.
Because they have a bunch of different kinds, and they have a, you can pick any four, mm-hmm. 5 ounce pours, and I think it's like 10 or 11 bucks.
Yeah.
And so you can sample a few different ones. So I was able to have a nice little sampling of them.
Okay. It's past due. Sam needs to get back. I had taken note of a brand of beer that they had there and the type of beer.
They rotate all the time.
Well, bastards. Well, I have a photograph saved on my computer, and I took it with my phone. It was so good. It tastes like a cream soda, but it was a beer.
Right. Yeah.
And it's some local, not local brewery. It's like out towards Sonoma.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that sounds awesome. Flaming Grill, for the win.
Oh, my God. The Flaming Grill. The only fault I can find with the Flaming Grill is they're not open on Sunday.
That's a fault.
That's it. Yeah. They close Sunday. But oh, so good. All right. So this past week, the nightly show with Larry Wilmore debuted on Comedy Central, replacing mm-hmm. the Colbert Report. I know Kareem was very excited about it.
Yeah, he was.
He was a little bit behind on it because he had not seen the Bill Cosby episode, which was show number two. it was show number two. Just to give you a little hint of Larry, well, Larry did not take Cosby's side in this whole thing. So here's a little taste of the nightly show with Larry Wilmore, just to give you an idea.
Welcome to the nightly show. I'm your host, Larry. Yeah, second episode, man. I mean, that was a lot of fun last night. It was so much fun. I mean, I could barely get to sleep last night. I was so pumped. I came into the office today to get my things, and everyone was here. And I was like, wait, are we doing this again? I guess that's what nightly means. I didn't know. We get to do it again. This is so much fun. So let's get started. All right, so. We're talking about Cosby and the hurricane of horrors still swirling around him. Now, most recently, noted girl Lena Dunham...
Is that a joke?
...took him down when she compared being obsessed with the Cosby situation to being obsessed with the Holocaust. Now, hold on. To Lena's credit, she did apologize right away. But unfortunately...
Oh, so you're the one who laughs at Lena Dunham's humor. Got it. It's Diana.
No, I'm laughing at her. That was just so... Was okay. That a joke? Or, like, she's just like, why would you even say... What makes you think that's okay to say out loud? Like, at all?
This is almost as bad. It's being dragged out of my home and thrown into a furnace.
Look, she's on Twitter, and she's got thoughts, and someone told her she was brilliant once.
Oh, no,
it wasn't
no.
before a surviving member of the Hitler family, grandson Chip Hitler...
grandson Chip.
...released this statement. All of the Hitlers joining me... and condemning Lena Dunham for comparing our grandfather's actions to those of Bill Cosby. Mm. Yes. However, we all applaud the bravery of the ass episode of Girls. Chip Hitler's got a point.
What'd he bleep out there?
Ass eating.
Okay.
But criticism isn't stopping Cosby. Cosby has been performing throughout North America as part of his Far From Finished tour. Quick note to Bill Cosby's press team. If your client is being accused of brutal assaults on a weekly basis, maybe don't say he's far from finished. Just a little tip. You know, watch your language there. All right? Now, Cosby's tone-deaf comedy jam attracted people both for and against the cause.
No more jokes! No more jokes!
He probably has $20 billion, and they're probably after that, I'm sure.
Funny, all these people come out all these years later, and there's no witnesses, not even a Polaroid.
Those last two people, by the way, were in Turlock.
Oh!
Because Cosby performed at Stanislaus State.
Oh, that's so funny.
Though. Down there. So,
so funny.
So, yeah, that's the local Turlock peeps coming out and having their say. So they need a Polaroid.
So this guy only believes things if they were shot on a Polaroid?
Well, he's
oh,
going
Great
with
Depression.
The time,
I don't think so. Where's the Polaroid? His kid's like, well, what do you mean I smell like weed, Dad? Where's the Instagram? It's like the worst question ever. The better question is, why aren't people listening to these women? Is it because most of this allegedly happened so long ago? Is it because some of them went to Cosby's hotel room alone? Is it because there are no Polaroids? Is it because he's so famous? Or is it just because they're women? Because I would say enough have come forward. I mean, the current tally stands... the current tally stands at 35 women. Really, folks, how many more do we need? 35 allegations. Let's understand this number, okay? That's like if Bill Cosby drugged and raped every single U.S. president from George Washington to John F. Kennedy.
Now, there's a goal. A little necrophilia for you.
But Brother Cleveland was asking for it, Robert. You should have seen how he was dressed with the trail it must have. The barber, it's in Idaho. I just realized Grover Cleveland actually had two non-consecutive terms, so Cosby would have had to do it twice.
So that gives you a sample. If you've the nightly show with Larry Wilmore is Monday through Thursday at 11:30 on Comedy Central. And you can go back and watch it online if you missed that episode. Sam's hating this because he's still holding out for Cosby.
I still have a spot in my heart for Bill.
Yeah.
Even if he's a trash bag.
Yeah. That's sorry. Fine. Yeah. So these are some good tips. I found some good... They say out of date, but I don't know that these are, in fact, out of date. Because everything old is new again, am I right?
Guaranteed.
Exactly.
If it's not presently, it will be soon.
That's right. So we found some tips from a 1938 guide for ladies.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Where's my pen?
Your pen?
My pen and paper.
She needs a Polaroid. Somebody get this girl a pen.
Let's see. Do your dressing in the boudoir to keep your allure.
What the fuck is a boudoir? What's that?
That's the bedroom.
Oh.
That sounds very French.
Yeah, I know. Be ready when he arrives. Don't keep him waiting. Greet him with a smile. Men don't like girls who borrow their handkerchief and smudge them with lipstick. Make up in privacy, not where he sees you. You mess.
Such a savage.
Here's one for you, Diana. This falls for you. Don't sit in awkward positions and never look bored, even if you are. Be alert. And if you must chew gum, not advised. Do it silently with your mouth closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a cut.
That's just a human decency.
Exactly.
I can't help it that I look bored all the fucking time. I got in so much trouble
with the
work.
Wandering eye.
Yeah.
She's like...
Because I don't look people in the eye. It's a weird thing that I just don't look at people. Yeah. Like, so when I was at work, when I would like do office jobs or like when I was doing club fitting, like you look bored. And I'm like, I'm not... I mean,
I'm
okay,
Korean.
Maybe I am, but like not all
not
the time.
I'm not bored. I'm Korean.
Yeah, I was just there because my eyes will get like it's not a real lazy eye, but for me, it's a lazy eye because my eyelids don't open up all the way. I learned that like a lazy eye is one that like looks a different direction. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until I told my friend. I was like, oh, I had to take another ID picture. And no one told me I had a lazy eye. And she's like, that's not what a lazy eye is.
Right.
Because my one eye, like, isn't as open as my other eye.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's not a lazy eye.
Well, no. I can't help it if I look bored.
Here's another
I have
tip.
A lazy eye.
If you need a brassiere, wear one. Don't tug at your girdle and be careful your stockings are not wrinkled. It's also a good tip. If you need a bra, wear one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the
fuck's a girdle?
That's the thing that...
How do you not know these things?
Squishes in your insides and your guts so you look skinny.
Think of it like old school Spanx.
Gotcha, okay.
Except it might actually break your ribs.
Oh, here's one.
That was a corset.
And this one applies similar. Today, too. Don't use the car mirror to fix your makeup. Man needs it in driving, and it annoys him very much to have to turn around to see what's behind him.
Word! Preach!
That's right.
Who does that?
It was true in 1930... Bitches.
And hoes.
It's true. You'll find one. By the way, careless women never appealed to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing, for when a man dances, he wants to dance. Sam, I think we can identify with that. When I feel the need to dance, I just want to dance.
That's true. Like, I like to dance. If we're talking, like, get down and boogie, you know, that's actually where I'm in my element. If I'm doing a little slow dance with my gal, though, which does happen sometimes... in the bedroom or the kitchen or what have you.
Does it?
Sometimes, you know, you get in the mood, you do a little hold each other close and sways back and forth, whatever.
It's really awkward when you do it at Target, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm glad someone finally tells me it's not what.
Well, it depends on the department you're doing it in.
Yeah. Every now and then, I wish she would whisper something sweet to me. Well, but for the most part, don't talk and dance. It's like drinking and driving.
Exactly.
You don't do it.
Also, don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man. Please flatter your date by talking about the things he wants to talk about. Also a good tip.
Oh, no. That's so...
Hey, don't be familiar with your escort by caressing him in public. Any open show of affection is in bad taste. Usually embarrasses or humiliates him.
No, I want her all over me, bro.
I don't think that applies anymore. Definitely. Yeah. I wonder when that changed.
Well, Sam, though, if the lady were doing what's in this photo, she has a hold of his ear, and she's got her index finger, like, jamming in it.
She's giving him a wet willy.
Yeah, it looks like her.
That's not ever appropriate.
Yeah, don't be sentimental or try to get him to say something he doesn't want to by working on his emotions.
Uh-uh.
Men don't like tears, especially in public places. This is true.
This is true.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
I don't like tears, period.
Hey, by the way, don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men deserve and desire your entire attention.
Yeah. I think that's a human thing, too.
But see, these are good tips, but only if you actually want to make the person you're with feel like they're important.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't care.
If you don't care, then free reign.
Here's one for you, Diana. Don't drink too much. As a man expects you to keep your dignity all evening. Drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly.
Oh no. Oh, are you a silly girl?
The millionaire matchmaker, she had this rule. She's like, you can only have like two drinks max or something on a first date or like something like that.
I mean, I think that's probably a good rule.
Well, if you've seen episodes 2 and 3 of Big Women, Big Love, you'll know not to do that. I want some cheese and potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
Another tip, don't be conspicuous talking to other men. The last straw is to pass out from too much liquor. Chances are your date will never call you again, unless you're dating Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I love this last photo. It's a great photo. There's a guy looking bored, writing in a little handheld journal. A woman passed out next to him in the booth, and the guy standing there, he's got his arms raised like this in a suit. He's got his arms raised over his head, almost in victory. I don't know what's going on here, but
a photograph, not a drawing. I was picturing drawings.
No,
photos, bro.
No, this is from Parade magazine from 1938.
These are Polaroids.
Polaroids.
Got a Polaroid? No Polaroid there. So yeah, there are some tips. Some of them a little outdated, but at the core of them,
they most are quite relevant.
Yeah, don't be on your phone on Facebook the whole time.
This is how I expect all my dates. If you want to date me, this is how I expect you to act.
Word noted. Everybody write it down. Get your pen and paper and write it down.
Well, and here's the thing. It's once you're in a relationship, a lot of these things relax and change up. This is about making
first date impressions.
Yeah, it's about making a good first impression, second impression, your first, second, third dates. Yeah. Before you're to the point where we're a couple. Once you're a couple,
there's a little
you get to know each other a little bit more and things a little bit. But yeah, be on good behavior in your first date.
I don't know. I like to show them the worst so they're not surprised later on.
And how's that going for you?
she looks down at her finger. Oh no!
I'm actually really cute. When I went on one date, but when we were like breaking up, my ex was like, "We never like it, that wasn't a date." I'm like, "Bitch, I might have been drunk, but I asked you out on a date." I said specifically, "Date." Hypothetically, if I were to ask you out on a date, what would you say? Those were my exact words. But she denied, but it was cute. Like, I was nice. I didn't walk her up to the door, though. That was, like, my big boo-boo.
When you asked her the question, did she say this?
No!
It took a little convincing.
Oh, so I was like,
no.
Okay. I see. All right. So this guy, Justin Jedlicka, he's been on some plastic surgery shows. His latest one could have left him with serious and permanent injuries. Guy's 34. He's more commonly known as the human Ken doll. Now, he recently underwent a surgery to have the veins in his forehead removed.
Why?
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I don't think that's okay.
He risked blindness to have the procedure done.
I hope something bad happens during surgery. I'm not even going to hold that back. That's from the core of my heart.
Well, he looks gay.
Sorry to break it to you, Sam. He's so gay. As a very detail-oriented person, I always find something new to critique and fix it. That's what he said. Most recently, I had three veins in my forehead stripped and abated, as every time I would smile or laugh, they would pop out. I called them my Julia Roberts veins.
Damn, she could dig out Julia Roberts out of nowhere tonight.
She's got forehead vein, but guess what? She's adorable.
Did not notice that.
It was a high-risk procedure because there was a possibility I could go blind, as they needed to go in through the inside of my eyelids in order to burn the veins off. But after being turned away from several surgeons, including Dr. Terry Dubrow from Botched, the procedure turned out perfectly. And there's a photo of him on Instagram after the procedure.
Oh my god, that fucking face!
I fucking hate
okay.
this guy.
Okay, so there's this thing on face. There's thing in like selfies. Instead of duck face, they do the faux surprise face. That's what that fucking shit is. It's so fucking annoying.
I think that's just the face he has now.
Oh god,
it's stuck that.
I think it's
plastic holds it in place.
All right. Well,
those fucking lips.
Well, in addition to his forehead surgery, he also recently had surgery on his back. Said, my back implants are also one of a kind, as I designed and handcrafted each piece to make sure they match the Ken doll aesthetic. I designed the surgery to have one huge implant under the muscle, and on top of that, I had two small implants stacked on top of the other. I wanted the effect of having wings on my back. Now, even with his newest procedures complete, he says he's far from being finished with plastic surgery, saying, I still have a long way to go before I can say I'm 100% plastic, including abdominal implants and calf implants. But I'm so determined to be plastic that nothing will stop me from reaching my goal.
What does he do? How do people have money? I don't understand what he does for a living.
He has sex with a rich gay guy.
That'll do it.
But no one wants to fuck plastic unless they're desperate, because that's what dolls are for, right? You can
just
buy a doll that's cheaper.
Just get a fucking plastic doll.
This is the guy who wants to be that way.
This guy is so full. You know what I'm fantasizing right now? And please check me on this.
Do tell, Sam. What are you
fantasizing?
I'm fantasizing
right one of my favorite scenes in the film Fight Club. When Ed Norton finds out that everyone's all stoked and worshiping Tyler Durden and no one's paying him any mind. And he's just steaming like, where the fuck's Tyler? This was my club too. And then he takes the blonde guy, who's like the best looking dude in the club, beats the fucking tar out of him until he's just fractured skull and blood coming out of his face. And they have to pull him off. And they're like, what the fuck, bro? He's like, I just wanted to destroy something beautiful. Except you can't really say that this guy's beautiful at all. I just want to destroy something that thinks it's beautiful.
Okay, that too. But I'm like also like really interested like why this makes you so angry. Like I've never seen so much anger.
Hold on. You've been,
from
oh,
you.
Maybe you were not here. We've had other episodes in recent history where we talk about any like plastic surgery and physical manipulation.
Oh, so plastic surgery you don't like.
I have a major disdain for people. Like if there's some procedure that's going to help you live a better life, if you're having some kind of issues, I support it. But if you're doing it out of vanity and self-hate issues, first of all, I feel sorry for you. But when you take it to this level, I'm like, you're so full of self-hate, then someone needs to just punch you in the face. Let you know what real hate feels like.
I was like, what the fuck?
You need some external hate.
You need some external hate to realize.
That's like Newton's law of physics, right?
Yeah,
like,
you got to balance that shit out.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm
that
sorry.
Makes sense.
I'm
what
a little
if like
passionate
someone?
About it.
What if someone like got like they got in a really bad accident and then their face got like fucked up? Like
again,
their face
that's
is broken.
Totally fine. Facial reconstructive surgery. If you're fucked up, totally fine. But if someone who is has no reason,
like no health reason, like taking out
no
a
health
vein,
reason, you look totally
is
fine.
Bad.
And even if you're kind of an ugly mug, guess what? Work on your character. Maybe try not being such an idiot, and maybe someone might still like you.
No, there's times where I'm like, I like don't want to work out. I'm like, I think I should like work on my personality.
You know,
like you can always do that.
You can work out too.
Work.
It doesn't
can
have
do
to be
both.
One or the other.
It could totally be both.
Not saying you have to. I'm just saying it's not an either or choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bro. So I'm saying, bro.
It's not A, B, C. It's D, which is but all of the above.
It's time for this, bro.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, The Nightly Show. Diana.
Cool.
Sam.
You know, I'm intrigued and I want to watch him. I want to see Larry. I say cool.
It is cool. I love anybody who will realize mid-bit that Grover Cleveland served two non-consecutive terms.
That was good catch, yeah.
The show's really funny. I was concerned after the first one that it was just going to be black all the time.
Yeah.
Which is fine. There's an audience for that.
Right.
I'm just not that audience.
Yeah.
It was Black Stuff Monday. It was Cosby Tuesday. I forget what it was Wednesday. State of the Union Wednesday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I forget what the one was for Thursday, but it was something else altogether. So it's a cool
show. Audience range nice and wide.
Yeah, once you get past the opening segment with Larry, then they've got like a round. They've got a sort of a panel of people that talk about stuff, sort of like what we do here.
Fantastic.
Or like Chelsea Lately did.
Nice. I love Chelsea Lately.
Except his is funny.
Aww, hers was funny sometimes.
Uh oh.
Up next in Cooler Tool, old school advice. Old school advice, Sam.
Cool. Major cool.
Diana.
I actually think it's really cool. I think we need to go back to it. Not necessarily like one person's better than the other, but it's like respect. I think they both parties need to take those rules into
learn
consideration.
From the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think both parties need to do that. Not just like the woman have to do that. The guys have to do
absolutely.
That too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm old school. I think they're fucking cool.
Yeah, it's absolutely cool. I mean, you don't have to take it word for word, but take the spirit in which it's intended.
Well
and,
put, Nate.
And then work it.
No, take it word for word exactly. I only want to date girls with girdles.
Girdles and brassieres. Not a bra. I need you to call it a brassiere.
Stockings. And finally, in Cooler Tool, plastic surgery. Plastic surgery, Diana.
If it's for a, I'm just gonna say it to piss off Sam. No, but I agree completely with Sam. If it's for a medical reason or you know stuff, then yes. But if it's just for pure vanity and it's self hate, then no.
Sam.
I don't think having a photograph, a Polaroid of a fucking hammer could be more tool than that kid's fucking face. Tool.
That is true. Plastic surgery, I think, is cool because it's led to all sorts of advances and understanding in medicine. And when there's advances in understanding, I think we all benefit from it. And what
thanks for finding that silver lining.
What started out as
that's
like, true. Oh, Brittany wants a new face means, Helen had a car accident and smashed the hell out of her face, and we need to reconstruct her entire front part of her face because she doesn't have a nose and got caved in. So that's where plastic surgery comes back around.
Well put.
Cool. All right.
Practice on the people that just don't like their face for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you,
they can be the guinea pigs. If something wrong happens to them, that's fine. Well, now
like
I feel bad because Kanye West's mom did die from elective plastic surgery.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, it's surgery. There's always a danger.
Surgery.
It's always a danger when you go
I
under.
Might go blind, but it's okay because I can't have forehead veins when I'm laughing. It's just so obscene.
Don't laugh.
I want to get him so tight that when he laughs, his head just explodes and peels back like a banana.
You just see a skeleton.
So ridiculous.
Maybe have that scene in the Last Crusade, Indiana Jones, when he drinks from the wrong cup. Mm. Choose wisely. The Nazi dude's face just goes all...
Yeah, I feel like
that
some days.
I'd like to see that happen with Homeboy.
By the way, if you're going to shop, if you're going to be shopping Amazon anyway, please help support the show. Go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then shop till your heart's content. Do some retail therapy. Online retail therapy. Don't go to the mall and deal with dickweeds. Just sit at your computer and deal with clickweeds.
Well put.
Shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. Thank you so much in advance. Hey, one place you won't be able to shop anymore is from the seat in the airplane. Sky Mall is gone out of business. So it's declared bankruptcy.
And there's probably a reason for that, Nate.
That no one ever bought anything out of SkyMall?
It was so fun to read, though.
It was interesting to look at.
If I was rich, I would buy some of the stuff there.
Well, the company and its affiliates listed as much as $50 million in liabilities and as much as $10 million in assets in Chapter 11 filings in Phoenix. That's $40 million short, by the way.
Whoa.
Yeah, so...
sounds like it's more of a badly managed company is what it sounds like.
Well, here's the thing about...
They could have made money with ads and stuff. You know, they've got a secure audience in that fucking plane.
But they don't anymore, and that's the whole thing. One of the things, the hot dog bun toaster was one of their classics. It was a toaster you could cook two hot dogs in the middle and two buns, one on each side. This is a pop-up. This is a pop-up brilliant toaster. I'm like, who has that much room in their kitchen?
I bought my dad a toaster that cooks an egg like Egg McMuffin style while you're fucking doing your muffin.
Nice.
Yes, see, those are great.
Yeah, exactly. I think
brilliant.
You'll get, like, if I had money, I totally would get, like, all that shit. Yeah.
But here's the thing. You're not really captive on the airplane anymore because a lot of airlines, including JetBlue, you've got live TV right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Or even Southwest has Wi-Fi on the plane. It's like $6 for all day.
Yeah.
For Wi-Fi. So if I've got my tablet or my laptop and I've got Wi-Fi, I'm not reading SkyMall.
Pick up that magazine.
And I can be through SkyMall in 10 minutes. That doesn't even get me from SkyMall only gets you from taxiing to the point where you can turn your electronic device back on.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're gone. So sad. Where will we buy our crap now? Mm. Where?
I'm on Amazon.com, but not before clicking.
No. There's no crap on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Some bad news. Football, as we head toward the Super Bowl. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah. Yes, the Super Bowl is a thing. Literally half the people in America will be watching it. Literally.
Yeah.
I'm just going for the food and the alcohol.
Diana, you and I have so much in common. It's disgusting.
We kind of do.
There's so much.
It's kind of romantic.
Almost romantic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's one.
Has anyone ever referred to you as a punk-ass motherfucker?
You have that in common. You know why?
You are a punk-ass motherfucker.
All right. Well, the South Carolina man is facing narcotics charges after police found him in possession of a bag of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, specifically a New England Patriots drug pipe.
Oh, how cute.
Myrtle Beach Police Department officers stopped John James Baker, 47, because he matched
Baker.
because he matched the description of an armed robbery suspect. By the way, he's white. So all Kareem and all of my black friends who think that match the description is a racial thing. No, sometimes it just means you match the description because here's a white guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was unsteady on his feet, had glossy eyes, and was arrested for public intoxication. Now, during a subsequent search, cops discovered a bag of pot along with drug paraphernalia, the aforementioned New England Patriots drug pipe. The cops seized that. It's not further described in the police report. The item does not, I love this from the Smoking Gun, the item does not appear to be officially licensed NFL merchandise.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't it be great if the NFL started merchandising like bongs and marijuana pipes?
Dude, you can put...
You can get your Seahawks bowl. It's legal there.
That's true.
Yeah.
I imagine if anyone in the NFL would sell it, it'd be the Seahawks.
Well, the NFL gets to make that decision. Anyway, Baker, charged with pot possession, public intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, and drinking in public. Welcome to South Carolina. But my favorite line, the item does not appear to be officially licensed NFL merchandise. No kidding?
We needed that bit of info.
All right, some good news, Diana. Alabama's totally gay now.
I can move to Alabama.
Yeah. A U.S. District Court judge struck down Alabama's ban on gay marriage after two Mobile women sued the state for refusing to recognize their California marriage. Carrie Searcy and Kimberly McKean, who have been together almost 15 years, sought legal recourse after Alabama denied Searcy's petition to legally adopt the couple's 8-year-old son. Alabama refused the petition because the two were not legally married in Alabama. The AP reports they are ecstatic. They are over-the-top happy about the ruling. That's according to their lawyer. Hernandez said the couple expected to win in court, but were surprised that the decision came down so soon. The judge enjoined the state from enforcing the bans, raising the question of whether the gay and lesbian couples could begin seeking marriage licenses. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange, that's his name, Luther Strange.
Dr. Strange Love.
Quickly filed a motion asking a judge to put the decision on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling. That's expected to come over the summer. So that will be the big one. That way we can get past this whole this state, that state, and the Supreme Court will rule once and for all. It's okay for gay people to get married.
Yeah.
Unless they don't, which would be weird, but hey, they said corporations are people, so who the fuck knows? Lawyers for the state argued there would be widespread confusion if marriages were recognized on an interim basis that are ultimately determined to be inconsistent with Alabama law. So it's not over yet, but it is a good sign. I believe Florida just did the same thing with another case. So they're queer and they're getting married, so get used to it.
I think the exciting thing about this article is that people were actually placing bets on which would be the last state to allow gay marriage. I kind of want to go down that pool and see if it's like a legit thing you could bet on and how much money you can win.
Dude.
You can bet on virtually.
Because Alabama would have been my last one. I think, right? Alabama.
Yeah.
Maybe Mississippi.
Deep South,
Mississippi,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Mississippi would probably be last.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
I want to see. Does anyone know a bookie I could talk to about this?
Just go to Nevada. I'm sure there's somebody in Reno. Yes.
I know you can bet on anything in Ireland. That's a thing.
Yeah. Well, you can bet on anything virtually anywhere. But if you go to Nevada, which is a short 2-hour drive to Reno, then you can do it without somebody arresting you.
I need to do some research and see what states would be the last one. Next time you guys see me.
She's going to be making some money.
And to be fair, it's not because you're researching where to get married. At all. All right, so we got some Florida Corner now. Authorities say a 400-pound black bear mauled a woman's arm at a wildlife sanctuary. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office reports that the bear, named Abner, was in his cage.
Little Abner.
Was in his cage when the woman reached in to pet him.
Stupid.
Guess what happens?
Oh my God. Let's play another episode of Good Idea, Bad Idea. We're just done with this story.
Deputies and rescue workers responded to the Wildlife Haven Animal Sanctuary in Dade City, and the woman was flown to Tampa Hospital with severe injuries to her right arm because she was petting a bear. The sheriff's office confirmed the victim was not the owner of the licensed nonprofit organization, but it wasn't immediately clear whether the woman was a worker or a guest of the animal sanctuary. In other news, don't pet the bear. Also in Florida, this guy, Cuban police earlier this month raided the gated home of U.S. fugitive in the town of Guacamboca outside of Havana, causing authorities in Florida to hope for extradition. Gilberto Martinez Suarez is wanted on major credit card fraud charges. The accused credit card fraudster, now found living in Cuba, poses on Facebook with wads of cash on his bicep. That's right. He flexes. Check that out, Diana. He puts a stack of cash on his arm and flexes because he's the man.
Wow.
People are just...
Yeah.
But guess what? This guy's idea of cool is just as stupid as that plastic surgery fucker.
Well,
go on.
Well, in Cuba, a young music artist publicly flaunted his riches, spacious new house, fleet of motorcycles and luxury cars, designer clothes, stately furniture, and a new iPhone. All the while, he was wanted in the U.S. for stealing people's credit card numbers and ripping off stores across Florida. Well, his privileged lifestyle has come to a halt.
Good.
Cuban police raided his gated home outside Havana. Authorities in Florida want him returned to face charges. Now, Cuban officials aren't talking, but pictures and video shot by neighbors showed armed SWAT-like teams standing guard on his home.
Damn.
A spokesman for the U.S. Marshals Service says, "We don't know what happened or where he went to. It seems as though he was detained."
We're going to be all right with that.
And in the new spirit of cooperation between Cuba and the U.S., should be fun times.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think Cuban jail is where he wants to find himself either. So there you go. That's Florida Corner.
Florida.
So this showed up. This showed up, and this is coming on Groundhog Day. Sam, are you ready?
Let's do it.
A limited edition red velvet cake Oreo is coming.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Is the cream going to be more of like a cream cheesy cream, or is it just going to be their basic cream?
It's a limited edition new flavor.
This sounds gross.
Released, yes, it's going to be cream cheese flavored cream sandwich.
You got me hooked.
Yeah, released February 2nd,
like
Groundhog Day. And they allowed people to go to OreoVelvetRope.com, and it's passed now. But to register to win a chance for a free package. So I know a woman who posted that she ate a whole package in one sitting.
That's
understandable.
It's
understandable.
Women love red velvet cake and cupcakes.
I don't understand, like, you don't cakes under- and
You don't understand women.
Uh-oh.
I think this is where this is going.
I think he has a point.
That might be it.
I mean, because I seriously don't know very many women who don't love red velvet cake.
It's true.
I personally, I could take it or leave it. It's okay.
I enjoy it thoroughly, but it's not like I'm going to die.
I don't think there's like any sweet that's just like worth like.
So you're more of a salty, savory kind of person.
I like food. I don't like just sugar.
All right.
What's your blood type? I'm curious.
I don't know.
Your blood type?
Do you know?
A or B or AB or an A or something like that.
I'm an A positive.
Me too.
Are you A positive? We are Let's go blood share
brothers.
Some blood.
Yeah.
Blood brother.
But since you love food, got good news for you, Diana. This is only available in the Philippines, though, so get ready.
I think my heart literally stopped. Like, I'm feeling like each article, that like the each topic of like my arteries are clogging.
This is awesome. So you remember a few years ago, KFC offered the Double Down sandwich, which used breaded chicken as the bun on a sandwich.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
KFC
that was
here. It's a thing. Well, the Double Down dog is a real thing. It's happening in the Philippines. It is a hot dog wrapped in a fried chicken patty. It's a special promotion right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. What's up with Filipinos and sausages. They just love fucking hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, to help build buzz, KFC provides only 50 Double Down dogs to smiling, still breathing customers at select stores. So it's a very limited thing. And people were posting it all over social media. They were loving it. This one woman, lucky number 9, goes to Daisy. She's all smiles while enjoying the hashtag new KFC Double Down at Fort Triangle. Now, even as the over-the-top snack is already a source of internet derision, it is just the latest in a bunch of different things like this. For instance, Diana, in your native Korea, KFC offers the Zinger Double Down that puts a bacon cheeseburger, Sam, between two pieces of fried chicken.
See, this is why Koreans are getting fat.
Check it out. There was a time in my early, mid, and late teens where I would have been all over that.
Mm.
But then I actually respect myself a little bit now, and it doesn't do it for me
so
anymore.
That's so gross.
A breaded chicken should not be your bread.
No.
That's not, just because it's
bread
crumbs.
And let's be
crumbs.
Honest, that's not even like, that's like chicken matter. You know, it's like they grind chicken bones and everything up and then make a paste and call it meat.
it's so bad. I saw that and I'm like, where is this again? I'm like, somebody posted it and I'm like, yeah, Americans and whatever. And I go, oh no, it's the Philippines. I'm like, huh. Because they're like, why are they doing this? Like, why are they doing this? Because every late night comedian is going to be joking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of podcasts like us are going to be talking about it.
And Filipinos love hot dogs.
People have to take
this. This is something I did not know. Are we confirmed with this? Or is this no? For I mean,
my leg just fell asleep. It hurts.
To be fair, you're the person who didn't think Filipinos were a thing.
Okay, hold on. I didn't know.
She's finding some obscure
I did
fact.
Not know they were a thing. No, it's they're Filipinos. Have you guys had Filipino spaghetti?
No,
it's just like they put hot dogs in it.
Hmm, is it like Hawaiians and spam?
The Hawaiians.
I think
love
that's like
spam.
Asians. So, and spam. So, like, I grew up on spam. I didn't understand. Like, I didn't think it was disgusting until like my white friends were like, "That's so gross." I'm like, "What do you
I
mean?"
I like spam.
My dad loves spam.
I love grilled spam. Good. You fry that shit up.
Oh my god, spam with eggs and rice. That is your shit. Oh my god,
dude. There's this
Done.
Hawaiian barbecue place. It's
I
like
don't
a sushi
like spam!
Roll. A sushi roll with
spam
a big square
be.
Of rice, spam fried, wrapped in seaweed.
That's what like when I play Hell golf good. In Hawaii. I would order that, and that would be, like, my course night. It was so good. My teammates made fun of me, though. They're like, they said it was so gross, and I thought it was the best thing ever.
I don't think any of them actually ate it.
They were...
Listen, anyone says spam is gross, they ate it straight from the can without frying it.
Yeah.
Spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 spam. Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mayonnaise sauce, garnish with truffle pate brandy, and a pie, and a dot, and spam. Have you got anything without spam in it? Well, spam. Sausage and spam. It's not got much spam in it. I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage and spam.
Now, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam? What do you mean? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Something's 2 weeks in a row, completely unplanned. There's a Monty Python reference in the show.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, the spam sketch. So
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I love spam.
Okay. I enjoy spam.
Just as much as Filipinos love
fried.
Sausages.
All right. All right, we come to the portion of the show when we do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. So this is something that's sort of coming to a head in the part of the world where I'm from. There's a gentleman named Roger Peon. And Roger Peon, back in August of 2012, drove a tractor to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department. Drove right next to the building to the back parking lot and crushed 7 police cruisers.
Oh, God.
After driving over them monster truck style. Yeah. so that all happened. It spawned weird internet things like the Facebook page Roger Peon the Magnificent, where people wrote odes to how great he is. Diana, you can see the picture here at the header.
It's a fucking tractor.
It is a tractor going over an Orleans County Sheriff's car.
This is so great. This is so great. This is why I love. This is why I love America.
Yeah,
America.
Oh yeah, and they did this weird mock-up of him wearing a tri-corner hat. Yeah. There's
what was it that spawned this this moment?
Well, he's
in Peon's life.
Well, he's nuts. This is the short answer.
He's just cruising his tractor. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this tractor and we'll run over them Orleans police.
Here's the thing. I love the original story. The original story. This happened at 12:40 p.m. by the way. Word on the street,
he just had himself a Bud Light and he's ready to go.
Word on the street was all of the deputies were inside watching the Summer Olympics at the time. Which is why, because a tractor going by next to the building, I don't have any idea. But here was the quote from back in 2012. We came out and sure enough, there was someone who had run over our cruisers with a tractor.
Showing up.
Not only were the roofs and hoods caved in, but the radios were ruined. The radar detectors and the cages in the car. We're going to have to get the jaws of life up here to pry the trunks open to see about the rifles and shotguns. That was from 2012.
At least he has some hope of salvaging something.
Not really. Anyway.
I mean, in his heart. Maybe not in real life.
Well, so here's the thing. They've come up with an amount. They say he did $195,000 in damage. That figure was calculated and turned over to the court by the Sheriff's Department's attorney, Kristen Wright. Because he's not answered the complaint, Judge Howard Van Benthuizen granted a default judgment to the department in its lawsuit against him. Now, he was ordered to pay the cost of the damages, which is weird because he was deemed unfit to stand trial for it not very long ago. Anyway, the default judgment entitled the department to recover $195,000 along with costs relating to the lawsuit as well as attorney fees. Armand and Linda Peon, who were dismissed from the lawsuit, stated their son had taken the tractor without their permission. Because they were dismissed, they are not held responsible for any of the damages. And the criminal case against Peon will be moving forward in June. We'll be covering it when jury selection is set to begin. As of now, the trial will start on June 18th. Mark it in your calendars. He's facing multiple felony counts as a result of the incident. He's been in and out of mental facilities.
Okay.
He is allegedly someone who enjoys the illegal drugs. Has a few mental issues, and he thought the cops were spying on him. So that's why that's allegedly why he did it.
Damn.
You know how the cops will spy on you when they think you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. So
that's too bad. This guy's loco.
Yeah.
Fried his brain on the crack.
He fried his brains on some things, so yeah. It's I don't know. It's going to be something. So that's it. We'll keep you updated on what's going on with that. So it's all going on up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, which, by the way, not expected to get as hammered as most of the Northeast by this storm that came in the last few days. By the time you can hear this, snow's going to be ass deep in some places, and not just for the Little Women of L.A. It's going to be ass deep on regular people. So that's all happening. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for listening in. By the way, the new show Backstrom premiered on Fox last week. I loved it. So check that out. 9 p.m. Thursdays on your local Fox station, wherever you might be listening. So enjoy that. That's my tip from me to you. Anybody, enjoy yourselves. We'll be back on Friday with another new episode. Here's some music from the Gaslight Anthem. This is Boxer from American Slang. Bye-bye! Easy, and now you're hard, the heart of this town. Remember when I knew a boxer, baby? And your tattooed knuckles, oh, how they grind down. Try to be a man, tough just like your father. Try to settle down, boy, life.